Beza Hashem Yisbar, starting with Sefer Kitin, let us start the Mishnah. Amei v'get min dinas hayom, shliach vor aget min medinas hayom, tzorich sheyoymar b'fonai nichtav o b'fonai nechtav. So the shliach, before he gives over the get, has to say that the get was written in front of him. He witnessed the ksivas haget, and he witnessed the chsimas haget. Rashi says, "Amei v'get mimdinas hayom, kol chutzalaretz korilei medinas hayom." Chutzalaretz is called medinas hayom, bar mi bovel kidi omar lekamo. Bovel, even though halachically it's also chutzalaretz, abo legabi yitin, does not have a din of medinas hayom. Tzorich ha-shliach ha-mevi o-ilayma, the shliach that is bringing the get, and from that what he has the get in his hand, that alone is a raya, that he's a shliach, so he has to say, b'fon ha-nichtam, b'fon ha-nichtam, v'taymo meforish b'gmore. Why this is necessary. U'shliach ze, ha-bal osoi shliach lo-hiloch. The shliach, the husband, made him a shliach to give over the get to his wife. And the shliach has to say, b'fanei nichtav and b'fanei nechtav. Let us go a little further. Ram Gamliel oima af ha-mevi min ha-rekem o min ha-chege. Ram Gamliel is moisif that you have to say, not only if he brought it from Medinas Hayom, but he brought it from Rekem and Chege. We'll see soon in Daran exactly what the Machlokes is. In Rabbi Elezer Omer, afilu mikfar ludim lelut. Spiga chiddush, afilu mikfar ludim lelut. You also have to say, Rekem v'Chege, targum shel bein kodesh u bein borod, Targuminen bein rekem lecheger. So we know that rekem lecheger is the Aramish name of kodesh and borod. Afilu mikfar ludim shehim mechutzal laoretz lelud shismuchalo vehim me'eretz Yisrael. Ubigmorim meforish pluktayu. What the machlokes is, we have already a three-way machlokes between the Tanakhama and Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is. Now let us see Tosfos. Hamevi get afal gav de leshar shtoris pa'omim nami kori get. So Tosfos asks, the Mishnah is misleading. Maybe get is, could also include shtoris, other shtoris, not dafke a get, can include other shtoris. Kiddisnan, we learned by Sheleach, ein edem chaysmin ala get, elem neitikan ha'olam. The reason edem chasman ashtar is megneitikan ha'olam, that means meikar hadin. Eidim Mesirah Karsi, it's sufficient if Eidim see the Mesirah Sashtar. Not necessary to Chasma Anashtar. Ba'iri B'chol Shtoritz. B'perik is Kabel Nami Tanya B'chein Legitin U'meforish Osam Gitei Moment. So we see that the word get can be used also for a Shitrei Moment. Mikom Mokem Le'utzrach L'forish Kan Get Isha. Here it is not necessary to say, but this din is zicha only applicable by a get isha. So the Tanit should have been more specific. Should have said, I may be get isha mim dina sayo. Mishum de beroiv mekoimeis, eiche dektoni get stam airi beget isha. Normally, a get is used for a get isha. No, the Tana can sometimes use this, the term of get also for other shtoris. But, so therefore the Gemara will explain that, it's speaking about shah shtoris. But the Tana was saymach and roi pomim that the terminology of get is used for a get isha. ומה שנורגים לכתוב י' שורס בגט, that what we write 12 שורס in a get, the 12 lines, אומר רבינו תם, משום the get גמטריה י' בייס, because get is גמטריה י' בייס, so therefore we write 12 שורס. The Goyim in Divrei Eliyahu explains as follows. At an Emerson, the get, stam get means get isha. And the word get originates because we will not find in kol ha-teira kule that the agimo should be next to a tes. These two never come together. So that's why when we wanted to name a shtar gerish in a sefer krisis, we called it a get, because get is that the two oisies never come together. The gimel and the tes never come together. So that's why it's called a get. So the shame get already is because of the pirut beinayim. So the number of shuris which are written in the get, or that's the gematria of get. So since the whole get, the mahus from get is krisus, so memele, so that's why the yud bei shuras are also the gematria of krisus. This is of gimel tes. Now the emerson, according to the rabbeinu tam, so we have to explain as follows, that in emerson, the Torah calls it Sefer Krisus. Now, Sefer Krisus is telling us really two halachas. Sefer means it's a shtar, and the purpose of the shtar is Krisus. That's the purpose of the tachlis of the shtar, is Krisus. So that, what we call other shtoris get, is really, it's a loshen hamushel, because since a get is grad a sefer also, so memele, when we want to speak about other shtoris which are svarim, a sefer amekach, sal kaponim, we use it, alosh and mushul, we call it a get, but a get has to be a sefer also. Beri shama b'shem rav haigoyim, or b'shem rabbeinu sadye, mishum dersi sefer krisus, kishir yud beishitin, המפסיקין בין ארבו חומשי ספר תורה. The reason of Yud Beishitin is because the Pasuk says Sefer Krisus. It's a Sefer that's Keiretz. It's a Sefer that's Mavdol. And there are Yud Beishitin, there are 12 Shuris, המפסיקין בין ארבו חומשי ספר תורה. כדאומה בבובה בסרה, שצריך להניח ארבע שיטין בין כל ספר וספר. והפסק שבין וידבר למשנה תורה לחושב, שאין אלא חוזר ושונה מה שלמעלה. So, the Rav Haigoin said as follows, that the reason of Yud Bei Shitin, let's give a little hakdomeh, it's mistaver to say, and the Rambam says this later in Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Ri holds that the Targum of Sefer Krisus is Get Peturin. That's the Targum. So from the Targum we see, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, not that Get is a made-up word to symbolize Krisus, no, Punfaker, Get is the taich of get is a shtar. So the yud beish shuris that we make is for the krisus sheboy. Now we see the Torah, when the Torah wanted to be mavdo, to differentiate between dvorim she'inam shovim, that means bereishis is sefer hayosho, shmois is sefer hagule, vayikros teiris koinim, and chumash apkudim. The Torah did not want that they should all be connected one into the other, because they're different. So the Torah was mavdol ben kodesh le kodesh. The Torah put a avdola of four shuris, And the Mavdilim in the Torah by different Chumashim, there's 12 Shuras which are Mavdil. Mishneh Torah is not really Mavdil between different Svarim. The Mishneh Torah is Tamazai Chayza Vishayna Ma'ashel Amayla. So Al Koponim, so the Inyan of the 12 Shuras is Mitzad HaKrisush Sheboi. Mitzad HaKrisu Shaboy, so therefore the Hevdol, that's Mavdol, Ben Ish Leishtoi, that it shouldn't be a Sefer Echot, it should be different for him. So this is also, it's not a Bosar Echot anymore, like this, about Ish Veishtoi Voyu LeBosar Echot. So to be Mavdol, that it shouldn't be Echot, so we have here 12 Shittas. Memdines Hayom, Hodeloy nokat a maybe get mechutzel oretz. Why did he mention Medinas Hayom? Nemes in Rashi says, kol chutzel oretz kori lay Medinas Hayom. So the criteria is chutzel oretz. So why did he say Medinas Hayom? Medinas Hayom poshet means the countries on the other side of the Yam. So if that's not the criteria is Medina Chutz Loretz. Chod loy nokat, maybe get mechutz loretz. Kedektoni b'gmora, maybe get besvine, ke maybe bechutz loretz. Mishum, the bechutz loretz have a mashme kol chutz loretz. Because if here, the Tane wanted to explain the chilukim between the Tane Kame, Ham Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer. Now we'll soon see the Ram. But we have to understand Sai Rabban Gamliel, that says, one says Bufani Nichta from Rekem, Sai Rabbi Eliezer, that says, we say from Mikfa'aludim Lulut, all these places are Chutzlorets. All these places are Chutzlorets, and these are Machlaikis. If you say from Rekem, if you say from Kfa'aludim, so if the Tanakama would have said, I maybe get Mimdinas Hayom, so Shem Bufani Nichta, Bufani Nechdam, if you would say, maybe get mechutz loretz, so this would be very misleading. So if the criteria is chutz loretz, so you should agree with Rabban Gamliel, you should agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Mishum de bechutz loretz ave mashme kol chutz loretz. Everything that is not Eretz Yisrael, afil arekem v'chege. Lochi nokat mimdines hayom. So mimdines yom de mashme rochik. So the Tane is telling us that if the get was brought from a far away place to Eretz Yisrael, where do we see that Medina Sayom is mashma rochik? Kama yisha sholach baylo l'medina sayom. So what does it mean, Medina Sayom? It means that he went in a far away place. Kama yiprateicha b'fnei pleini v'holcho l'medina sayom. Lafuki rekem v'cheger de pligi v'uram gamliel. Now, let us see the Ran. We'll understand a little better what Rashi is saying, and perhaps we'll understand a little, we'll have a preview to understand the Mishnah also a little better. Let us see the Ran from the beginning. Zakteran. A maybe get mimdines hayom, kosav Rashi zal, kol chutzel oretz kori medines hayom bar mibobo kedamrinen lekamot. So chutzel oretz, the whole chutzel oretz is called medines hayom, excluding bobo. Tzorech ha-meivi loyma b'fonai nichtov. So now we'll get a little preview to understand the Mishnah. V'tayme meforesh b'gmore. There are two reasons why one, the shliach has to say, b'fani nichtav. Imishum, the b'chutzel la'oretz ain b'kiyin lishmo. The halacha is that it says, the pasuk because of loch sefer krisus, that the ksivis haget, or the ksimis haget, has to be lishmo. It has to be written l'shem ha'ish v'isha. And in chutzel la'oretz ain b'kiyin lishmo, they're not b'ki in this halacha. So Memele, So it could very easily occur, perhaps, that the get was written for, there was another Reuven and another Rochel. And the Reuven wrote a get for his wife Rochel, then he changed his mind, and now this Reuven wants to give it to Rochel, and there could be a lot of kilkulim. So therefore, the shlich has to be there, b'shas ksivis a get, know that it was written for this Reuven who was getting his wife Rochel. So that is to say, b'fani nichta, b'fani nichta. Oy mishum, or another reason. The ein edim mitzuyim lekayim ba'oretz get shenichta b'chutz loretz. That when one comes to Eretz Yisrael, and we have signatures of edim, there are not too many people in Eretz Yisrael who will recognize these signatures. So the Baal could make be mekalkel his isha in a terrible oifen. That means he'll come to Eretz Yisrael. He gave her a get. 2 years later, he'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and she's happily married already, and the Baal will come and say, I never gave you a get. This is a false get. This is mezuyah. It was forged, the chsimis. And she'll be in a terrible predicament. No one will recognize the chsimis aedim. Eretz Yisrael. V'myovei ha-baal v'ya'are le'isucha le'isha le'kaimai. So this was Akdomas Rapu Akaidom Lamake. So Chazal said that when the Shliach brings the get, he's saying b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechtam, he was there by the Baal, he saw two kosher edim chasmed on the get, so memele, so the Baal will not be nemon to be ma'are later. Rekim v'cheger, Targum Kodesh Borod Af Mikvar Ludim Shulchutzlot Lulud Sheismuchalo Vimeretz Yisrael. Umikri Kvar Ludim. Why is this the why is it called Kvar Ludim? Shebnei Lud Mitzuyim Botomit. Because Bnei Lud used to go into this Kvar. Shimhochi Noket Lulud L'Rabuse. So he's telling Rabuse. That means even though we should have Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimai because the Anshei Lud always come into this Kfar Ludim. Afal Pikein, you still have to say. B'gmor HaMeforish, the Tanakame, the Rabban Gamliel, the Rabbi Eleza, Bohop Ligi. We have here a three-way Mechlekes. The Tanakame Sova, the Mirekem Vecheger, Afal Pi Shehem Michutz Loret. Doesn't have kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Ein tzar sheyayma b'fonei nichtav b'fonei nechtam. Lefi shehein ayoreis asmuchais la'Eretz Yisrael. These are cities which are next to Eretz Yisrael. So memel of the next Eretz Yisrael, so there shouldn't be a problem of edim mitzvim lekaimoi. There's also no problem. V'chol shkein mikvaludim shein eitzorit. And kvaludim zich, you don't have to say. Lefi shehu muvla betchum Eretz Yisrael. Kvaludim is surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. That means on top of it is Eretz Yisrael, on the bottom of it is Eretz Yisrael. Kloima. So now he explains. Shakosov mono ayoris rabbis betchum Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us different cities, which they are on the boundary. Umeihem ulaholo chutzlo Eretz Yisrael. That means the Pasuk tells us the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, the most outer cities of Eretz Yisrael in the Dalet Ruches. Umeihem ulaholo, and from these cities and further, Chutzlo Eretz Yisrael. So afterwards, this is the end of Eretz Yisrael, and further on is Chutzlo Eretz. V'yesh mehem. Now these cities, which are the most outer cities of Eretz Yisrael, yesh mehem boiltois mechavreiseya. That means Eretz Yisrael is not a square box. That means that there are some cities that jut out. And then later the tchum comes in, and then it goes out again. Yesh mehem boltis mechavereisein, v'yoseis lechutz, abo echemisha parsois. umesile ahileches, and the road ahileches mizulizu nichneses lifnim min hablite vamesile hi agvu. That means that it seems these cities, by after the gvul, there's a mesila. Where the city ends, there's a road that encompasses Eretz Yisrael, that goes around Eretz Yisrael. And the road already is chutzlov. Mesila ayleches mizulizu. Nichneses lifnim min hablite. That means this city jutted out. And then later, the Eretz Yisrael comes back in again. Vamesile hi hagvul. Now, the mesile, that is the gvul, the end of Eretz Yisrael. Vahayores ha'oimdois chutzlo mesile. The ayores, which were outside of the mesile, lifnim miblites ayores ha'boiltois. That means if we have two ayores which are boiled, and so it looks like a sea. That means that's how the Eretz Yisrael looks. There's an ear that's boiled lemailo, there's an ear that's boiled lemato, and in between there are ayores which are in the inside of this sea. These are muvla in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. These cities are called, they're Muvla and the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. And Kvaludim has this characteristic. That means above it is Eretz Yisrael, below it is Eretz Yisrael. And Kvaludim is Chutz Loretz. V'tane kama sova. Rekem v'chege, v'kiven dismucha isninu le'eretz Yisrael. Since they're close to Eretz Yisrael. They're right next to Eretz Yisrael. Ein ha-shliach ha-bo mehem tzorch lo'yme b'fonei nichta v'b'fonei nechta. So the shliach will bring from Rekem to Eretz Yisrael. There's no need for him to say b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta. V'chol shkein ha-bo mikfar ludim shehu muvla. About the gibbous kfar ludim, which is surrounded by three ruches from Eretz Yisrael, mishum de bein smuchais, bein muvlois, say a city that is samuch, say a city that is muvla, gemiri lishma, they know lishma, they're so close to Eretz Yisrael, so they're acquainted with hilchas lishma, ushchichi eidem lekaimoi. So that's the svar of the Tanakam. So the Tanakam held that Rekem, Becheder, Becheger, and Kvaludim do not have to say b'fani nichta. V'osa Rab Gamliel, laflugi yalo. Rab Gamliel wants to disagree with the Tanakam. Ulameima, didafke b'muvlois. Kegoin mikvaludim gmiri v'shrichi. Muvlois ha gmiri v'shrichi. Avul smuchais, kegoin Rekem, Becheger, lo gmiri v'lo shrichi. So Memele, so that's Rabbi Gamliel's Moisef. Af amevi min harekem or min hachegem. Va'osa Rabbi Lezer lemeime, dafilu mikfa ludim shuhu muvla tzorech loyim b'fani nichta b'fani nechta. That you also have to say, Zokteran, the neheide moide la rabbonan kamoi, he agrees with the first two tanoim du muvlois gmiri yushrichi. That's icha azoi, since it's mukif, it's surrounded from Eretz Yisrael on three sides, so zichah, there's no problem of lishmo and eidim etzim lekaim. Efalochi matzre buloim b'fonei nichta, b'fonei nechta, kedei sheloi tachloik b'mdines hayom. That means you shouldn't differentiate this one yes and this one it, this one not. So when Chazal, they made already a whole, when they said that you have to say Mimdina Siyom, say they did not want to differentiate this city yes and this city not. So therefore, Fila Kvaludim also has to say. Tochi Isa Bigmore Beg. Ulefichoch Hikshu Al Rashi. So therefore, we have a problem on Rashi. This is Ben Mishnah Taisvet. Shekosa B'mishnaseinu. The Tane Kol Chutz, the Tane, the Tana va Mishnah kol chutzal la'oretz kori medinas hayom. But Rashi says he holds chutzlots is called medinas hayom shim kedvorov. If that's the case, avsmucha is mavlois bechlal. Ve'eich amrine b'gemara de l'tane kame b'mavlois usmucha is leitzore. So if the Tana kame holds chutzlots is that's what he calls medinas hayom. So reckon b'chagin kvalu the moshu should have to say. Lekach pirshu, therefore Taisva said, the Medinas Hayom hainu mokim rochek. Medinas Hayom is a mokim rochek, and it was written to symbolize a mokim rochek. Kedem rinne baalme, ishe shalach baal Medinas Hayom, vam rinne namin pratiche bnei pleini, pleini baal Medinas Hayom. Um mishum de tane be Eretz Yisrael koi. De tane was in Eretz Yisrael. Is kol mikoymais chutzalorit she'ena muvloim v'lois muchim l'tchum Eretz Yisrael korlo medinas hayom. So memela, the Tana in Eretz Yisrael wants to say, if a person will bring, the Tana is standing in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe someone is bringing to Eretz Yisrael, so we're standing in Eretz Yisrael, so he says if a person will bring from the far places, Medinas Hayom is gematria, symbolizes far places, because Medinas Hayom is far. So if one will bring from far places to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say b'fonei necht. Ve'ein kol zen lo yachli, so the Ran does not like this. Lo'im merchike kol kach chutzlots me'eretz Yisrael le'mikri lo Medinas Hayom. That means, if that is our guideline is, that means you're telling us that when do you have to say b'fonei necht, if one brings from a far place, and you're giving a mashal of Medinas Hayom, now Medinas Hayom over the ocean, that's very, very far. That is not a true guideline of Talafuki Smucha, it's good, the city next to Eretz Yisrael, that's Samoch, but after that, that's not called very far from Eretz Yisrael. So it's a very misleading guideline. Udamrinen ba'al ma'isha sholach ba'ilo l'mdinis hayom. Ba'orcho l'mdinis hayom. Nehei duhu adin l'mokim rochei karbe. It's also true. It doesn't mean after Medinas Hayom. They went away to a very far place. Mikomo came. Medinas Hayom mamish koma. But that's, not pshat is Medinas Hayom means something else. Medinas Hayom means they went to Medinas Hayom. Why did he hop on Medinas Hayom? Because Medinas Hayom is a far place. But here we're saying he doesn't mean Medinas Hayom. He means a far place. So say, so talk. Medinas Hayom, first of all, it's too far to what you really hold. That's number one. And number two, we don't find any place that the Tana, when he wanted to speak about a far place, he called it Medinas Hayom. Now here, there he's speaking about Medinas Hayom, because it's also true. He wants to tell us a scenario. This is a nice story. Now you can understand who I did if it went to another mokim that's very far, but Medina Hayom means Medina Hayom, and that zikha doesn't make sense here, because the halacha is that you have to say b'fonei nechtav, not only from Medina Hayom. Lefichach onu aimrim. So therefore the Ran wants to say another pshat. The tane kame, the islay, the smuches umuvlois leitzrichi, Nokat chutzloret shehu mitzad merovi shel Eretz Yisrael. The Tana is speaking about Medinas Hayom. He's speaking about Taka Medinas Hayom. Now, Eretz Yisrael, the Tzad Meirev is the Mediterranean. So the Medinas, which are the chutzloret, which is and Tzad Meiriv is Medinas Hayom. Now, this Chutz Loretz, which is Medinas Hayom, has one characteristic Hanegei Alonu. It's not Samuch, and it's not Muvlam, because we have the Yam is being Mavdu.
So if you can only the Tana Kame, the Islay, the Smuches, and the Vlois, Loi Tzrichi, Nokat, Chutzla Oret, so he spoke about one side of Eretz Yisrael, Shumi Tzad Marovi Shal Eretz Yisrael. Lefi Shebo Oisei Tzad, Leka Yoris Mubloise Smuches. He wanted to tell us which Chutzla Oretz says before Neinechta, a Chutzla Oretz that is not Samuch Mubla. That's what he's saying. And the Tzad Mairev of Eretz Yisrael, there's no Chutzla Oretz which is Samuch Mubla because the Yam is Mavsik. Shreya Yom Mavsik. Ubetzdodem Acherim. He didn't want to speak about the other three sides. Loi psike loi milse, mishum dika yore smuches, umivloi. So I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the Tzad Mairev. And if you'll understand what I'm saying, the chutzla oretz l'tzad mairev is not samuch emuvle, so every chutzla oretz and all other three tzadim, which is not samuch emuvle, also says b'fani nechtav. U'mishim hochi yoma ha-shamei v'get m'mdines hayom, da'aynu mitzad mairev l'eretz Yisrael, tzorich sheyoyma. So he has to say, so I said already, so the chutzla oretz I'm speaking about is a chutzla oretz that is not samuch and not muvla. So all other cities that are similar to the ayoris of Medina Sayom, she'einam loy muvlois v'loy smuches. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. The Evshel Shalazek Kivin Rashi Zal. So that is Pshat and Rashi. She Kosav the Chol Chutzloretz Kori Medina Sayom. Kloima Kol Chutzloretz Shehu Doime Le Chutzloretz Shem Medina Sayom. Kol Chutzloretz that is Doime to the Chutzloretz of Medina Sayom. It means lav davke medinas yom, aber kol chutzlorets kori lo medinas yom, if there's the characteristic of medinas yom, and the characteristic is, it's not muvla, and it's not samuch. That's how the Ran says Pshat and Rashi. Let us see Taisvis further. Afa mevi meireke. If a person brought a get from Rekem, this is Ram Gamliel, he also has to say b'fonei nechta. Mashme de berekem, dorim bo Yisrael, so it seems that there's Yidin that live in Rekem. If you bring a get from Rekem, so it seems that Yidin living in Rekem. V'ho desnan beperik dam hanido, kol aksomim aboim me Rekem toirim. Rab Yehuda metame, mipnei shehen geirim v'toirim. Now, let us just explain how Taisvis in the Kasha understood Pshat in the Mishnah, and Taisvis didn't say a different Pshat in the Teretz. So Taisvis understood like this. Kol aksomim, the halacha is that the dam nida of a Yisraelis is tome, and the dam nida of a goite is toy. There's no tumas nida by, the dam is also, besides the isha doesn't become tome, but the dam also, there's no tumas Damnida. Damnida is an avatume, but the tafka damnida of a Yisraelis and not of a goite. So Tosis understood, kol aksomim aboim mirekem. That means, let's say a person has a beget, and there's a stain on the beget of damnida. We have to realize that this was a tkufe when people were very nizer and tumah v'taharet. Now, what I do with this beged, I have to table it. I mean, what I do? So the Tana Kama says toire. So what's your toire? Because there's no Yidin living in Rekem. So memele, so it's toire. That's what the Tana Kama says. Rabbi Yehuda metame, nei shehen geirim v'toyim. No, these people, these goyim, they look like goyim, they act like goyim, but they're really geyim, and they're toyim. So we have to be chayish that, if they're geyim, so they're yidin, so it's tome. So therefore, so l'chayir the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakam is, these people who looked and act like goyim, are they really goyim, or they mistakenly act like goyim, then they're really yidin. So Tanakam says they're goyim, and Rabbi Yehuda says they're geyim. So, on Kaponim, it seems, let's say, according to the Tanakame, they zichet or might get the mamish goyim. So, Taisva says, no, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Hainu mishum, the ksomim hanim tsoim shom do'iv de kechovim hain. That's pshat in the Mishnah. That there are goyim there, there are yidin there. And the ksomim that one will find the zichet from goyim. The Yisrael matzniim kismei. Bas Yisrael would never let the a beged with a kesem float around. So Mamela, if so, the Tanakhama says that if we have a beged with a stain on it, we can assume that this is from a goy. Rabbi Yehuda metame nira loy da'isin shenoygim teires oivdei kechodim. Those who fear sich like goyim, hem geirim v'toyim, but they're really geirim v'toyim. Aber la'oylam Yisrael nami dorim bo. But the zikha yidin that also live in Rekem, so memele, the zikha yidin that live in Rekem, so the one can bring a get from Rekem. Mikva ludim lelut. Oymeri, Shehiskir Lut, Mikva Ludim Lelut. Aymari Shehiskir Lut Lashmina. Afa Pishoisa Nikreis Kva Ludim. The whole Shem Kva Ludim is Al Shem B'nai Ludim Shehoyim Mitsuyim Botomit. So Memele, so that's why he mentions Lut like this. If we say Mikva Ludim L'Eretz Yisrael, so I would think it's called Kva Ludim for who knows what. Because the person who built the city, his name was Mr. Ludim, Safati, that's why it's called Kfar Ludim. No, so the Tanit says no. You should know, no way it's called Kfar Ludim, this is the suburb of Lut, that's why it's called Kfar Ludim. So Memele, so there are Anshe Lut find themselves in Kfar Ludim. So really, there's no legitimate reason to say before they nichtev, the say mitzvim lekaime, the bekin lishmo. For lehochi, tzorech leime before they nichtev, before they nechtem, lechoshev kelud atzmo. That's why he mentioned kfaludim lelud, to tell us this sort, to tell us this is be'emison, this is a plus, besides being muvla from Eretz Yisrael on both sides, it's the Anshe Lud find them, they also are Animtza b'Kfar Lud. Hafal pi kein. And we hear the Ran says, the Svav Rabbi Elazar is tachlek b'mdinas hayam. Lechoshev keludatz. The Rabbeinu Meir Pirish, the Rabbi Elazar hizkir shem iroi. Now that Lut was mentioned, because Rabbi Lezer comes from Lut. Kedamrinin, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Acher Rabbi Lezer Lut. If you want to find Rabbi Lezer, you go to Lut. So, since Rabbi Lezer was in Lut, so that's why he mentioned Lut. Ve'ein hirilari. The koshkin shlei yitzoich lahaske fakert if he's in Lut ki eichid loy noket tanakama mimdina sayom laeretz Yisrael. Why didn't tanakama mention Eretz Yisrael? The pshiti de Eretz Yisrael koi. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, so just have to say, oh, you know where I am, so I may be mimdina sayom. That's all. So who adin if Rabbi Lezer is in Lut, so zichi don't have to mention Lut. Bechlal, it's very unclear why Rabbi Lezer had to mention a city. That means it's very modern. God, he's in Lut. I mean, the all the other cases in the Mishnah were speaking about Eretz Yisrael. So he's in Lut. So, what's the tachlis of mentioning Lut? Now let us go further in the Mishnah. Now we have a fourth shita. Eini tzor shiyoyme b'fonei nichta v'b'fonei nechtam ela ha-mevi mimdines hayom, which is like the Tanakhama said. V'hamoylech, and a person will bring from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. V'hameivi mimdino limdino b'medina Sayyam, tzor sheyoyma b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta. Zlada say Rashi, V'chachomim oimrim, v'gmorim b'forish, my moisvi atanakama dereshe, what are they moisvi? V'hamoylech, Eretz Yisrael limdino Sayyam. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, afilu mehagmunye lahagmunye. Let us see Rashi. Magmunye mehagmunye, bigmore meforish. Ir achas, there was one city, shohoyu bo shnei hagmoinim. There were two rulers, two governments, the city was split. Umakpidim zelze, shleyeh b'nei agmunye zu, nichnosim lechavoto. So here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that afilu mehagmunye lahagmunye, in the same city, you also have to say. Rabbi Yehuda oimer. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda. Merekem lemizroch. Verekem kemizroch. Now Rabbi Yehuda is saying this, that, the, what is, can, when, where do you have to say before Nechtav? From Rekem, Rekem is in the east of Eretz Yisrael. So the whole east, after Rekem, he has to say, V'rekem kemizrach. Rekem also is the din of Mizrach Eretz Yisrael, which is chutzlots, you have to say. Ma'ashkelein ledorim, ba'ashkelein kedorim. Ve'akul letzofen, ve'akul ketzofen. Ramei roime Aku keretz Yisrael legit. Aku has a din of Eretz Yisrael, the Gabi Gitten. The Gabi other things not, but the Gabi Gitten, Asis Rabbi Yehuda said, Me Aku letzofen v'aku ketzofen. Ramei says, Aku keretz Yisrael legit. Ameivi, the Chazenish is Ma'irel, just we'll see clearer in Taisvis, but it's Ma'iredik Modne. We have multitudes of cities, and Mizrach, and Tzofen, and Dorim. The Tanne spoke about one city. And he says, from there and further is Chutz La'aretz. And what's the rest of, I think the Bnei Yeshua says we make a line, we draw a line from Rekem, and whatever is beyond that line, that is Chutz La'aretz, and whatever is in the line is a din of Mavlois. And Rameya says, Aku keretz Yisrael legit. How may we get be'eretz Yisrael? What if a person brings in Eretz Yisrael alone, not from Medina Sayyam, ain't so shame b'fani nichta b'fani nechta? Im yesh olav oirerim, and if rabbi oirerim yiskayim b'chais hamak. What does the Rashi? So Rashi says, Hab yudayim meirekem lemizrach, meirekem atzoi fa'oilom lemizrachoi havi medina sayom. Verekem atman idoinis ki mizrach ha'oilom, b'loi keretz yisov. Maybe mi rekem tzorech loim b'fani dichta b'fani nechta. M'chein kulo. Rekem l'mizrach yishol eretz yisrael b'chutz alo. N'tzatzai l'eretz yisov. V'ashkin l'droim v'akol l'tzvoim. Avol mayrib shol eretz yisov an tzorech gvul. You don't have to give a gvul what is outside of eretz yisrael. Sh'ayam agol l'gvul akotziv l'gvul yam v'hoye l'chem ayam agol. Im yesh olav oirerim, shabal ma'arer shehu mezuyev. The Baal came and said it's a forged get. Yiskayim b'chaysomo. V'im yo'idu ho'edem al'chsimas yedeim. If the edem will be made al'chsimas yedeim, that means that, let's say, you have Reuven and Shimon chasmed on the get. So Reuven will say, this is my signature. And Shimon will say, this is my signature. So even though there's only one eid on each chsime, but that's good. Oy, a second way you could be mekayim the get, oy eidim acherim yakiruch sumosom. or you'll have two Edim who recognize, and now you'll need two Edim on Reuven's signature, two Edim on Shimon's signature. Kosher. Then it's kosher. Now, I'd just like to say Ha'ore, perhaps later in the Masechta we'll see it's not so poshet, but Al Kaponim, for now, it is a shtikol Ha'ore. We had learned to Masechta's Ksubis, there's another way of making kiyum. There's a kiyum of dimyein chsimis. That means if we have other shtoris, which we know, Reuven chasmid and Shimon chasmid, so Bezdin takes these shtoris and compares these shtoris with the chsimis on this get, and if it seems they're similar, that's also an oifen of kiyum. Rashi does not mention this oifen of kiyum. Rashi went into the tirche to explain yiskayim b'chaysomo, midu eidem achsimis yedeyim, ay eidem achirim yakir samosom. L'cheire, there's another oifen of dimi chsimis. So perhaps we could say, and there's such a mahalach, that if the Baal is ma'arev, could be then you need kiyum min ha'teira. And whenever you need kiyum min ha'teira, then dimi chsimis does not help. The whole halacha of dimi chsimis is when you need kiyum min ha'rabbono. So Chazal were matzir kiyum, so then they said, so since this whole necessity of kiyum is only at the Rabbonon, that means we don't have any right to, we really don't have any legitimate right to assume that it is mezuyid. At the Rabbonon were matzir kiyum, so on this tzairich, dim yechsimis is sufficient. But if the Baal is ma'arer, there's a svara to say, that means the Baal Dov alone comes, and he says that it's a false get, so then you need kiyum in atayre. So then dimich simis would not be sufficient. And here we're talking about him, yesh olav oirerim, so Rashi says, shabal ma'arer shemizuyif. That's why Rashi had to say these two cases. V'imein olav oirerim, what if no one is ma'arer? Mr. Mekosh, the Bekim Lishmo, and Eretz Yisrael, the Boki Lishmo, Beidim Mitzvim, Tomid Lekaimoy, Kemrina Bigmore, Boti Dinim Kivuin, so Mamela, so there's no problem, she's allowed to get married. Now let us see Tais, Vitzva Ashkelon Kedor. So here it says in the Mishnah, the Ashkelon also has a din of Chutz Loretz. Hikshe Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisraeli, V'chsiv b'Yeshua. Zoi sa'oretz ha'nisheres, this was left over, ha'shdoidi, v'ashkeloini, v'chsiv y'pilo Yisrael l'nacha, kasher tziv y'sicho, v'achar kach l'achdua, k'dachsiv b'shoifte, v'yukad Yehuda sa'zeb, v'ashkeloim v'zgvula. So we have a big problem, so how could Ashkelon have a din of chutz loretz? V'oim rabbeinu tam, d'oilei bovo loikov shua, that Oile Bovel, that means by the Lir Rishonim of Yeshua, they were Take Kaivish Ashkelon. But by the Lir Shni of Ezra, they weren't Kaivish. Gomer Beper Kamad the Chulun. Gabi Beishan, Halbe Krochim Kovshu Oile Mitzayim, like Kovshim Oile Bovel, the many cities that were not recaptured. Lakach, from a mele, so if they were not koivishit, lekach ain't amide chachomim mitzuyim shom, ain't bote dinim kavuyim shom, from a mele, so that is why you have to say b'faninich. So Ashkelon we took care of, we could say that lekov shoy lebov. Avokosh, derekim v'chege, mashma hoche, da v'chutzlots, v'chsiv v'yeshua, v'yekachu es kodesh bahar naftoli. Now there it says that they were Makadish Kedish Bahar Naftoli. So Memele, we have it the same kasha. Rekem, which is Kodesh, or it's Kedesh, it says, so this is Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Chutz Loretz. V'lekele meimed leikav shuha oilei bovo. We'll say the same teretz. At Eile Bovo were not Koivish Rekim, the Bepar, the Besifri, Bepashis, Voye Ekev, Choshev Rekim, Vecheger,
Bahadei krochim shekof shuoy leibobo. So memele, so now we're stuck. V'yeshloima, so the Rabbi Netam answers on this kashya, the trei rekem v'cheger habu. There were two rekem v'chegers. V'oysoy rekem v'cheger d'chsiv gabi Avrom v'yeshev ben kodesh ben shul. V'tam geminin ben rekem u'ben chigre. Now, this was ba'altsoy shalavim melech, melech plishtim. So this Mistama was in Eretz Yisrael. The Mistama had Avraham v'Yitzrak ha'yedorim b'Eretz Yisrael. V'Yeshua nami mashmed the plishtim Eretz Yisrael. V'Oysoi rekem v'cheger hoya b'marovo shel Eretz Yisrael. So this rekem v'cheger, which the Torah speaks about, which was zicha Eretz Yisrael, was b'mairev shel Eretz Yisrael. The plishtim b'marovoi, because plishtim is in the mairev. How do we know this? The yam plishtim hu gvul mairev shel Eretz Yisrael. That means the yam plishtim in the bottom chelik of Eretz Yisrael, there's yam plishtim, and that is the gvul mairev of Eretz, that is in the mairev of Eretz Yisrael. So memele, so the zicher arekem v'cheger. That is zicher rekem v'cheger. That is Eretz Yisrael. They don't say before they nichtav. The rekem v'cheger, the masnisin hoya b'mizrach. Rekem v'cheger of the Mishneh hoya b'mizrach. K'demrin rekem k'mizrach. So memeila. So what did Rabbi Netam say? We have a problem that we find that Rekem Kodesh was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says it's Chutzlo. So there's two Rekems at the Teretz. Now, L'chayre, the Davoini, there's a shtickle problem. The Mekoyer of the Rabbeinu Tam, that Kodesh, is in Eretz Yisrael, is V'yikachu es Kedesh Bahar Naftali. Now, Har Naftali is grad the Tzofen Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael. That's Har Naftali. Now, it's grad the Mizrach. It's Tzofen Mizrach. So Tosfos brought a raya that Rekem is Eretz Yisrael from this pasuk. So then Tosfos firzois the Rekem of this Rekem in Eretz Yisrael take, but that's a Meirev. That could also be true, that there's a Rekem in Meirev, and that's Plishtim. But Tosfos, it's very modern that the Tosfos Akashe from Har Naftali, the Kedesh by Har Naftali, and Tosfos Yom, so the Rekem is a Meirev and he is a Mizrach. This is God also Mizrach, it's often Mizrach. I mean, L'chayre, Har Naftali is Tzofen Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael. I saw the Chazon Ish, he doesn't ask this directly on Facebook, he says there's a whole bunch of Rekems. He has a Chumash, the Midbar Tzin, there's Kodesh me Midbar Tzin, there was a whole bunch of them. But the Taisus is a bit so awesome that Taisus asks from the Kodesh and Har Naftali, and Taisus says it's an Eretz Yisrael because it's Eretz Plishtim. Of Al-Koponim, we have a Teretz that there are two Rekems. There's a Chutzlos the Kerekem and a Neretz Yisrael the Kerekem. V'Aku. Now, let's talk about Aku. Avol Gav the Kavshu Oile Bobo. Now, Aku Kavshu Oile Bobo, Kedoma Besayv Ksubis. Rabbi Ave have a Menashik Kipi the Aku. Rabbi Ave used to kiss the stones of Aku. Why? Because it is Kedushas Oretz. Bepeg misha orzu porech lemeime da Aku lav meretz Yisrael ha, va Aku is not from Meretz Yisrael. Okay, ave miftari rabbonon me hadodi, ba Aku ave miftari me hadodi, when the Talmid HaChachamim, they parted, so they used to part in Aku. Lefi sha'osu lotzis meretz Yisrael l'chutz l'oretz.
So those who went to Chutzlorot to learn Torah, that's one thing, but those who were malava them, so they parted in Akku. So Akku is Eretz Yisrael. And here it says Akku is Me'akku Lutzofen Baki Kitzofen. Oymer Beinatam. The Lykoshimi. It's also not Shver. The Akku Hoysa Chetzio Be'oretz. The Chetzio Be'chutzloretz. Akku alone was half in Eretz Yisrael, half in Chutzloretz. Get the Muchach be Yerushalmi. Later, Tosafot brings down the Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says, so here we're talking about Akku and Chutzloretz. And there we're talking about the Akku and Eretz Yisrael. So, also no problem. Now, let us understand what Taisus Kash is. Taisus wants to fa'emfa a Gemara Zakash. Now, the Mishnah says, the Gemara and the Havamina learned, this is Pshat in the Mishnah. In Leibosi, a person was going from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. And it seems that the first encounter to Medina Sayyam will be Akku. He made a Tanai as follows. He says, when I'll reach Medina Sayyam, and I'll stay there for 30 days, so then you can get. If I reach Medina Sayyam and I come back right away, so you're not going to get. That was the Okmach. But he has to reach Medina Sayyam, stay there 30 days, then she's going to get. He reaches Medina Sayyam and he doesn't stay there. That's a bitul of tonight. So she's not going to get. If he didn't reach yet Medina Sayyam, so everything is Aymed Lizbar and nothing happened yet. So it says, Im Leibosim Mikan Vachloishiyam, Vigia La'ake V'chosa, he reached Akku, and he came back, he didn't stay there 30 days, Bitol Tanoi. So it would seem from this Mishnah that Akku is Chutz Loretz, he reached Medina Sayyam, he reached Chutz Loretz, and he did not stay there 30 days, it's Bitol Tanoi. So the Gemara Sakash, I have a problem. Akku is Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara brings down what Tosh just brought down before, the Miftari Adodi, Ba'akku Ava Miftari. So the Gemara asks, why is it Bitol Tanoi? He was Mevatel that night because he came back from Akku. He never left Eretz Yisrael yet. Akku is Eretz Yisrael. Frak Tosh, I have a good, but there's two Akkus now. There's an Akku of the Chutz Loretz, the Akku of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we just heard the Tam says. So that what says in the Mishnah, Vigil Akku means he reached the Akku of Eretz Yisrael. That's V'hodolei Meshani Nami B'misha Ochsi. Masnisen Dim Leibosi Mikam V'chloi Shemyoi. Vigil Akku B'chos Abitul Tanoi Haini Loisi Tzad Shebechutz Loretz. Eine Mishum, the Beyoitze me Eretz Yisrael, Pegei Atchila Boyis Yitzad Shal Eretz Yisrael, because if you're going from Eretz Yisrael towards Akku, you first reach the Akku that is in Eretz Yisrael. Vigiya la Akku, Mashma la Trilas Akku. That's not the Gemara's Kasha. So therefore we couldn't say Vigiya came to the second Akku. It's Vigiya Akku means a Trilas Akku. Fine. So the Rabbeinu Tam took care of all the problems. Ashkelon is Lekov Sheila Bovel, Rekem, there's two Rekems, Akku, there's two Akkus also, one in Chutzlots, one in Eretz Yisrael. Achkoshelari, the Omer Lekama, Nichnas Lefonov Rabbi Loi. Now, this, the Gemara says further, there was a Maisa. Someone came to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel, and he asked Rabbi Shmuel a Shaila. He brought a get from Kfar Sisoi to Eretz Yisrael. You have to say before I nichta, before I nechtem, yes or no. That was the shail that was posed to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, you do have to say. Fine, that was the psak. Now after this psak, Rabbi Loi nichnas lefon of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi did not like this psak of Rabbi Shmuel. Omalei, he says, I don't understand. Aloi Kfar Sisoi
מובלה בתחום ארץ ישראל. וקרויבה לציפורי יויסר מיעקב. And it's closer to Tzipori than Akko. So let me just explain what Rabbi Loi asked. Rabbi Loi asked as follows. Rabbi Loi asked that, first of all, Rameya says, Akko keretz Yisrael again. So according to Rameya, but Akko you don't need to say. I feel that according to the Chachomim, that say Akko gets often, because Akko is very far, because Akko is Rochik. Is Rochik Mitzipori. Akko is Rochik Mitzipori. That's why the whole Akko you have to say. But Kfar Sisoi is Korib Letzipoiri. So Yizichah shouldn't have to say. That means he made a cheshbet. According to Rameya, Akko doesn't have to say. And feel according to the Chachomim, because Akko is Rochik Mitzipoiri, but Kfar Sisoi is Korib Letzipoiri. Rektois v'sachko shalori, v'oma lekam ha'nichtes lefonem Rabbi Loi. Omalei alei kfar sisoi muvla b'tchum eretz Yisrael, v'kroi v'letzipoire yoisim ha'akol. So memele, so it's ziche better than ha'akol. Uman v'kach, v'kol mokam ha'akol difer, avo b'shir rechoike mitzipoire, sh'yatz mochet shim eretz Yisrael. How can you say kfar sisoi is better than ha'akol? Akku mamish borders on Eretz Yisrael because half of Akku is Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so you're telling me in Tzipori, it's Kars Yisrael is closer to Tzipori than Akku. Big deal, but was gave me on Tzipori, but Akku is closer to Eretz Yisrael than Tzipori, than Kars Yisrael. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. For oit, heichi daik lekamon. The Moicha Avde Lesulye Yotze Lecheyes. Now, the Chazal Kansen, if a person sells an Ebek Nani, he was living in Eretz Yisrael, he sold Ebek Nani to Chutz Loretz, so the din is they cancel them as Yotze Lecheyes. So, the Gemara says like this, what if a person sold them to Surya? Is Yotze Lecheyes. Now, how do we figure out Yotze Lecheyes? But this nan, Akko ke'eretz, because Rameya said, Akko ke'eretz Yisrael legitin, legitin ein lavodim loy. So it would seem, legitin is a din of Eretz Yisrael, but legabi avodim, that if a person sells avdoi la'akku, it is a din of chutz la'aretz. Is kosh kein suye, de melche getuve. So it's very far from Eretz Yisrael. So it's zicher, it should be yotzel lecheres. Fraktoisvis adarabe surya adife. Surya is much better than Akko. Even the masnisen ayribe tzad shal chutzulores, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. We're speaking about the tzad shal chutzulores. So we're comparing surya to Akko, which is chutzulores. Because so far, when the Gemara clears the Shaila, Hamayk Abdil Suryan, he holds Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. David HaMelech was Kibush Suryan. Here's a din of a Kibush Yochid. In Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Vahavi Yatzma Eretz Yisrael. The Lohochi Mi Boilei. That was the Shaila. Yahavi Kamayk Abdil Eretz Yisrael. Kiven the Shmei Kibush. Vidulma Kiven the Afro Tomei Kechutz Loretz Dom. So Mamela Sotaisvis asks a mirror de Kekash. Sotaisvis asks as follows. The Gemara cloud a shaila, if a moicha avde le surye, is that like moicha lo chutz loretz or not? What did it study a shaila? Mitzad echot surye has kdushas eretz Yisrael. Kibush yochid shmei kibush. So Mamela is eretz Yisrael, but it's not in ganzen eretz Yisrael because afrotomi. So the Gemara is clearing a very edel shaila. Does it have to be 100% Eretz Yisrael? Or if it's only 90% Eretz Yisrael, also is a din of chutz la'aretz. That's the Gemara shaila. That you have to, it has to be 100% Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara brings a rayim that the Meir said that amoicha avdei la'aku, it's yotze lecheres. And Surya is much further than Akku. Like the Tais Vishayim Vishamayim. Akku is Chutz Loretz. So Mamela, that's the din. Amoicha Avdil Chutz Loretz is Yotze Lecheyes. Suri is Eretz Yisrael. 90% is Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. So, Amela, how could you be poishet suya from Akel?